Jack Clements runs an insurance agency in Wausau. The biggest issue for him this election day can be summed up in one word.
Jobs. A lot of clients losing jobs, losing income, struggling quite a bit.
Barb Lutz, the owner of a retail women's clothing store, also listed jobs as number one. She blames the loss of them on outsourcing.
I see it in my retail here that so many of the pieces of clothing that I sold for 11 years are now being made abroad. We need to keep the jobs in the United States.
Healthcare motivated many of the voters we talked to, including Ruth Mays, who's working part-time after retirement.
I don't think that the government should get involved in health care. I don't think it can improve it.
Mary Essex, a court clerk, also listed health care as number one, but she says she wants more control over prices.
When you go to the doctor or the hospital, you're sick, you don't even know what the accumulation of charges are.
Wausau area pastor Charles Sanders said his number one issue is abortion.
I believe that a life is a life, and it should have the chance to live.
Jeff Burke, a school auditorium worker, says he voted to protect the environment.
Earth is always going to be here. Humans are going to be gone.
Charles Troy, who's retired, says he voted to protect Social Security.
Social Security, the retention of Social Security as it is or better.
And Camille Nicholas, a Rothschild homeowner, worries about the debt.
I have three children, and I don't want them to inherit this economy and be paying for it.
The economy and health care were listed as top issues for most of these voters we talked to. Now we wait to count the votes. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.